Now, you guys have one of the most balanced offenses in the league. The numbers are almost exact, rushing and passing. Can you just talk about how that behooves you as a quarterback to do, you know, stay in the phase that you want and call the things that you guys want?
Right, I think for a quarterback, but also for an offense, it's important to have a balanced attack. And for us, we've been doing a pretty good job all year of keeping it balanced and mixing and matching both pass and run, but also getting ourselves in manageable third down situations. Not to say that we've been great on third down, but I'm saying it definitely keeps you in manageable situations out there on the field. And we've got two great halfbacks right now that have been doing a great job for us all year, and it definitely helps me because it takes some of that pass rush pressure off and you don't become one-dimensional.
How similar is what you guys are doing now to what you guys did in New England when Josh was your offensive coordinator with Charlie?
Well, you know, when looking back at New England and looking at the personnel that we had, because we're a little bit of a different personnel group in terms of having Randy and Wes Welker, Jabbar Gaffney, these guys. So we were in a lot more spread offense, and we had the personnel to do that. And so now with Charlie, we've kind of taken a little bit of a different approach in terms of how we go about our personnel. We were more in some two tight sets and some with the halfback in the backfield, the two receivers on the field, versus being more spread out.
What did Matt Russell and maybe Josh McDaniels see in you that perhaps other NFL people did not?
You know, that's a good question. You know, I just feel very fortunate and blessed that those guys were able to have faith in me and give me an opportunity and give me a chance in the NFL. And for that, I'll be forever grateful.
What? How about you know, the similarities with New England that you have there in Kansas City? You know, Pioli and your coordinators, and then but then Haley and Belichick seem a world apart. Is that? How would you describe the similarities and differences between the New England way and what you got there in Kansas City?
Right. Well, I think when Scott Pioli got here, I think that's what he tried to implement. It was, you know, this was a business atmosphere, business environment, and, you know, we wanted to, he always talks about finding the right 53 and also having people be held accountable, and that's kind of the same mode that we were in New England. And guys that want to buy in and you know, play football and be here about and be all about football, and I think they've done a great job over the last 2 years of transitioning and bringing in guys this last year and having a great draft of doing that. So there's a lot of carryover in terms of our philosophy and what I learned in New England to where I am now in Kansas City. But at the same time, they're also very different in many different ways.
How about Haley and Belichick? Is that where it gets about as different as it can be?
Well, it's a little different, especially in just their demeanor and how they carry themselves. I think Coach Haley's a little bit more in your face, and you know, but they both hold you accountable. They're both good coaches, and they both want the best for their team.
What's it meant having Casey Wiegman there as your center this year?
Oh man, we've been so fortunate to have Casey here, and he's done a tremendous job for us. He's a guy that's come in and never complains, just puts his head down and works hard. And he's a guy that's been leading since the day he stepped on in the weight room this off season. I don't even think he missed an off season workout. So he's a guy that's just added a tremendous amount of leadership and shown a lot of our young guys what it takes to be successful in the NFL.
I think he's gotten a little extra juice this week with the way things kind of ended for him here?
You know, I don't know about that. That's probably a question better suited for Casey, but I know that, you know, there's never a week where the guy takes anything off. He's in here, he's working hard, and again, it just goes back to just the person he is and the type of leader he is.
In addition to the measurables, arm strength or whatnot, what does a quarterback need to succeed in the, for lack of a better term, the New England way or the Pioli way or whatever?
I think more so than anything else, I think that it comes down to the mental part of the game because, you know, whether you're in New England or whether you're here or any other offense in the NFL, there's so many complexities now and what defenses are doing and the schemes that they're running and also, you know, the route combinations that you're running that you really have to be on top of your game. And I'd especially say, and when you're working within New England's offense or Denver's offense or even our offense, where, you know, a lot of what we do is predicated on how we set up the blocking schemes and the mic points, and you'll see us pointing and doing all that. So there's a lot of mental gymnastics that go on for a quarterback in this type of system.
What did Charlie Weiss do to fix you?
Fix me?
That's what he said his top priority was, fix the quarterback when he came in.
You know, it's funny because I think I've been asked that question before, and I think, you know, no matter what type of coach you are, there's things that you come in and you pick little nuances that you want to work on in the off season, and I think that's probably more of what he was saying in terms of fixing me versus, you know, he set out a few things and a few goals that we wanted to work on throughout the off season, and that's kind of what we stuck to. But that's no different than any other quarterback coach that I've had throughout my career, including Josh, where we come in every off season and, you know, we want to work on certain things or certain nuances and get better in that area, and that's really what we tried to establish this off season.
Well, what do you, when you look back on the season so far, what do you think is the biggest difference in your play?
Well, I just think that I'm playing with confidence, and I think that we're playing together as a team, and somebody mentioned it just earlier on this conversation. We've become a balanced attack, you know, and I think that's important as well for any quarterback, because at this time last year we were 1-7, and we were a struggling football team trying to find our identity, and a lot of those games we were playing from behind, and you become one-dimensional at that point, and you've got to throw the ball, and the defense knows you got to throw the ball, and it becomes a little bit more difficult.
So how different has the atmosphere been around your place this season than maybe it was this time last year, and how much fun has it been?
Oh, it's fun to win, you know, and I know the NFL, it's anytime you can win games in the NFL, it's great, because it's tough to win in the NFL. So this year's been night and day compared to what it's been last year. We still know that we've got a lot of progress to make, and there's 8 games left in the season, and, you know, with the division race coming and changing from one week to the next week, anything can happen, you know.
What do you think about this AFC West race? I know you guys had a tough one last week, but when you look at all the teams that are kind of still, it seems like everybody's technically still in it, even though you guys are leading it.
Absolutely. I think it's a wide open race, and I think that's what makes it a lot of fun, and also it makes these games, these division games, even more important as we move forward, because of the tightness of the race and because the division is so wide open, really.
How in your face was McDaniels as a coach, or how would you describe his style?
You know, I have a lot of respect for Josh, and, you know, I've got a great relationship with him, and he's a guy that groomed me from the time I got there, brought me in, and I didn't have any other quarterback coach or coordinator from the time I started to the time I ended in New England, and he's a guy that pushes you and holds you accountable, but he's also a great teacher, and I think that's something that really stands out to me as I reflect back on Josh, is that he wanted to teach you about defenses, and he wanted to teach you, you know, the little nuances that happen on the field and the adjustments that the defenses make to make you a better football player.
Hey, Matt, Dwayne Bowie took some heat after the drop touchdown pass in Indianapolis, but he's had some strong games since then. Did you talk to him, and do you retain confidence in him, you know, throughout these weeks?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, are you talking about, did I talk to him after that game, that particular game?
Yeah, that particular game, I mean, to, you know, kind of boost him or lift him up after that, and he seems to have responded in the last few weeks.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I talked to him, and, you know, I just told him that, hey, you know, you're a guy that I'm going to continue to come to, and you're a guy that I've got a lot of faith in, and somebody that's had a lot of production for us, so you just keep working hard, and, you know, we'll turn this thing around. And, it was a play that happened, and as players, we never want anything to happen like that where, you know, there's a big play opportunity and we miss it, but, you know, it's part of the football, and for him, I thought the way that he responded over the next few weeks was a great testament to his character and his mental toughness, because he just came back and just put his head down and went right back, and I think he had 2 touchdown catches the next week and 2 the following week, and he's just been making progress.
Hey, Matt, how do you deal with criticisms in general, and maybe stuff that you've heard about being overrated. We have a guy here who says in Denver you can't play dead in a Western. Can you play dead in a Western?
I would hope so. I mean, I'm not much for acting, but you know, that's just how it goes.
How about dealing with critics that say, oh, he's overrated, it's the system, it's this, that, the other thing, and what you have to prove on your own?
You know, it's just, that's part of this job. You know what? It's part of what happens in the NFL, and anytime you're an NFL quarterback, there's going to be people that like you and dislike you, and there's always going to be critics out there that are going to be critical of your play, and, you know, and a lot of times you can't do anything right, and that's just part of it. So, you know, you try to, you just put that to the side, and you continue to move forward, and you continue to work hard and put yourself in the best position to succeed.